The winter solstice arrives late Saturday. As WNIJ's Guy Stevens reports, a community concert in Rockford invites everyone to come together for the longest night of the year.
David Stocker is a guitarist, percussionist, world musician, and State of Illinois artist in residence. He organized the concert at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, which will feature special guest Jim Scott. For many years, Scott played with the Paul Winter Consort. He's also known as co-composer of the group's Missagaya, or Earth Mass. Stocker says Scott is a good friend, so he wasn't afraid to take advantage of an opportunity.
He called me up and said, "I'm doing a tour in the Midwest. Would you like to be the percussionist?" And I said, "Sure, but you got to make a stop in Rockford because a lot of people there would like to hear your music." So we pretty quickly arranged to have a concert.
Stocker says Scott isn't limiting his appearance to the 7 p.m. performance.
Jim's going to give a class earlier in the day at 2 p.m. for people who want to learn the parts to sing along. Anybody can come and sing. It'll be open to the community and words will be projected up in front, so it'll be easy access.
Besides singing, Stocker says people are invited to bring a drum to the concert and take part in what he calls a community heartbeat. Stocker says this all fits in with the program's inclusive theme.
We'll touch base in Hanukkah. We'll be singing a little bit of music from different traditions. There's an Asian song in there. There's other songs from the Middle East and some of our European familiar tunes.
Not to mention various African traditions along with original songs.
Somewhere is the melody we need. There is a certain harmony, even a rhythm in the trees, in the song that we've always known.
That's Scott performing his song, Common Ground. Scott's daughter, violinist Louisa Scott, will also perform. They'll join Stocker and local musicians Ken Toot, Jim Roberts, Blaise Onyango, and others. Civil rights activist Linda Zuba will take part in one of the numbers. The artist will provide a musical setting as she recites a poem she wrote based on her work with immigrant families seeking asylum on the southern U.S. border. Stocker says he sees it as an important reminder, especially at this time of year.
The story that we tell at Christmas time is one of an immigrant family and a refugee with a tiny child. So if we really want to be in compassion, empathy with the world today, to maybe review how we take on our Christmas tide.
Stocker says all this reflects a program that, like the solstice itself, goes through darkness into light.
It is the middle of winter, and we know spring is likely to come back. It's also a time of hardship for a lot of people in this culture, in the world. So there's a kind of a darkness, and we need to be together and give each other encouragement and compassion so that we can believe in a future.
Stocker says part of the joy of this concert is bringing that universal solstice message to his city.
Rockford is wanting to claim its right to hopefulness at this time. I work in the public schools a lot. I get to see a lot of kids that are struggling, families that are struggling. And I'd like to think that, you know, Rockford knows how to have compassion for its own.
Stocker says a good way to promote that is to bring people together on this longest night and, through words and music, forge a community.
All our voices will blend when we touch common ground.
I'm Guy Stevens.